Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. That's hysterical.
Also known as Have Wrench, Will Travel.
I can't believe they used that clip. That's great.
Anyway, I'm not even sure where that clip is from.
We don't want to know for sure.
That's anyway. Okay, we're joined by Mr. Kevin Keeling.
Again, from the Ford Motor Company. Kevin, always a pleasure to have
and
you
back.
And
he's looking at us like, where did they get these guys?
We're radio jabronis, everybody, and we're volunteers.
Anyway, sir, good morning.
Good morning.
The movie was good. I left because I saw lightning. I must admit, I was told that bad things were afoot.
Clear and Present Danger last night?
Yes, definitely. I wanted to watch it, though. My wife got in there, got all comfy, and fell asleep before the credits stopped rolling. But she was traveling yesterday, so it was okay.
Yeah, there are long days here, but yes. It was a great movie.
Oh, it still
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
It still is.
One of I've always enjoyed watching Harrison Ford take on so many different roles. Very talented actor. And a good pilot, too.
Anyway, you're auctioning the Mustang this evening?
It is. It's going to the Gathering of Eagles tonight.
And is it still over there where we can look at it for a little while longer?
It is for a little while. We'll move it sometime around lunchtime today over to the Eagle Hangar.
Okay.
Now, I got a look at this car yesterday. This, what was that called? Ultrachrome paint?
Spectrachrome.
Spectrachrome. Let me write that down because I know
how to blue
because he wants to get it on his car.
On my go-kart, actually, if it's not too ridiculously expensive. But I got a look at this yesterday, and the best way to describe it is just basically blue chrome.
It is. It is a chrome finish that is unlike anything that's available today in a production car from any manufacturer. It is truly a unique paint job. And a one-of-one vehicle with the Blue Angels theme, and what we've been able to do to tie into the interior. The seats in the interior are modeled after or inspired by the flight suits of the pilots. And so the striping and the Blue Angels crest is included inside the car. The rear seat we have deleted, and we have a cross brace, and we have an illuminated Mustang that lights up in the back of the car. And there's a lot of features to it. We put a supercharger on it, so it's over 600 horsepower. We have a handling package. From Ford Racing, we have HRE wheels and a lot of nice features. We have ground speed instead of miles per hour in the cluster.
Oh, I like that.
That is cool.
And there are some just really unique features that our engineers and designers came up with. And one that's pretty slick is when you open the door, we have puddle lamps that project down from the mirrors. And so normally it's so that you can see the ground. And so this one, we have cut a silhouette of an F-18. So when you open the door, an F-18 appears on the ground.
Nice.
Nice.
I was going to say, did you add any other special things? I was wondering, are the Blue Angels insignia engraved into the valve covers by any chance?
Not into the valve covers, but no, we do have the Blue Angels crest on the outside, on the faux gas cap in the rear, plus the seats. And if you come by, you'll also see a Blue Angels team, the 2011 flight helmet with the team signatures of all the pilots as well as the crew we have included, and it's on display in a trophy case next to the car.
Nice.
I want to know if it has an in-flight refueling probe that comes out of the hood, you know?
Oh, that's a good thing to have, but I'm wondering, you know, where's the afterburner on this thing?
That's the faux gas cap comes off and it's behind there.
You get a 6-foot flame out of that puppy?
Yep.
We actually did consider that. That's one of the items we talked about, and we talked about how long that tube would have to be, and plus, this is one that we want to make sure it's street legal. That was a request from EA and one of the buyers last year. And so Rod Lewis was the purchaser last year of the SR-71. He has an L-39 with a Blue Angels paint scheme. And so he'll be coming back. And
oh, yes. I'm sure he's got his bidder number already.
Oh, yeah. He's warm. He's got that checkbook open, baby.
I've got $20. Think I have a chance?
I'm gonna up the ante on that. I'll go $30. There you go. We'll have a bidding war here at the station. We might break $100 by the end of the day.
Yeah, I can't wait.
How much do you think you're going to raise with this Mustang?
Oh, I don't think he's going to speculate.
Well, we have three vehicles that we have built for the Gathering and for the Young Eagles. And the first was the AV-8R, so in 2008, and for AirVenture 2008, with R for racing. And the Dearborn Doll was the next year, and then last year was the Shelby and Roush collaboration, the SR-71 Blackbird. And so between those three, we've been somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000 each year. So we're hoping that tonight is at the high end and maybe even break a record. But,
all right.
But well, we're optimistic that we're going to have a good night.
I think you guys are going to break a record because this thing is, from what I have seen, and this was just a passing glance, and just a passing glance, a two-second peek was just enough to knock my shorts off and just say, holy moly, look at that car.
EAA security had to bring him back to the tent for getting his shorts knocked off in public.
They had to drag me out of there
anyway,
because the car was really nuts.
Does it come with free roadside service and free oil changes?
It comes with all sorts of things.
Wait a minute now. Sure. Is that going to be done by a Ford trained mechanic or a Blue Angel crew chief?
Yeah, right. It comes with a Blue Angel crew chief.
Well, our media buzz and the blog sites are unlike anything we've seen before. So we think that there's an awful lot of publicity, a lot of discussion and coverage, and everything has been really positive.
So the general consensus is you've outdone yourself.
It's a home run, yes.
Cool.
Oh, definitely.
Very good.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm thinking they're going to get $500,000 for this car. I really do, because I think this thing is just that spectacular.
It really is. And so the listeners that are out there, if they want to come by the hangar, we'll have it this morning, and then we'll bring it back again tomorrow. So it'll be here
that
on
was
Friday
my next
and Saturday.
Question. We'll still be able to see it before the week is out.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the Ford tent all weekend then.
Yes.
Good. And that, of course, is on ConocoPhillips Plaza.
And tonight in the Fly-In Theater.
Tonight.
We're going to the lighter side of aviation?
That's right. A very special movie.
Oh,
a couple of years ago, we were here, and so we've done all sorts of movies in terms of whether it was Air Force One or 30 Seconds Over Tokyo or whatever it was. And so we were talking, and I think it was Eddie that said, one movie I'd really like to see is Airplane.
Yep.
And so it's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Robert Hayes, who was Ted Stryker in the movie. He was at our hangar last night for the chapter president's reception. And he is so funny, and he's still, everyone comes up to him, and especially all the guys. We all just love Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know about you guys, but my wife says, are you watching that again? I say,
every
time it comes
all
on.
All the time.
Yes. Once a year, minimum.
So he'll be at the Fly-In Theater tonight. He'll be presenting and opening the movie and sharing some of the stories about Airplane.
He's probably one of the first actors in Hollywood that got his start by revealing a drinking problem.
Yeah, really. Nowadays, everybody does it. What's really funny, though, is I caught that on Turner Classic Movies one night. I caught, they showed Airplane first, and then they showed the movie it was based on, Zero Hour, and some of the dialogue was ripped right out of Zero Hour, but yet, you're thinking to yourself, it's funny when they do it in Airplane. The whole thing is tongue-in-cheek.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, who was saying that? Crazy Legs Hirsch, I think, was the person that was Kareem Jabbar.
Right, right.
Or, yeah.
Something like that. It was good. There was always something wacky going on in that movie.
And what else have you got going? Will the USS Zipline or whatever that was called?
The Henry Ford.
That'll be open again today.
That's open today.
If the weather gives us a break.
It is. It's open today. And so we have a lot of things. The Zipline and then the bungee burners are the trampolines with bungee cords. And there's been a line nonstop every day. People come over and kids really love it. And
see, that's one thing I've always said about air shows. There's not enough activities for the small children.
Yeah. Well, and we really have a mixture of something for everyone over at the hangar. Today, we also have our Model T owners that are giving Model T rides from our Cruise and Legends area. It's on Knapp Street down toward Warbirds. And from 10 till 2, you can bring the whole family and pile into a Model T, and they're going to take you on a tour of the property. So we'll go all the way down to the south end and back.
Nice.
Nice.
Very
slowly.
Cool.
Slowly.
Probably faster than a golf cart, though.
Well, yeah. Those Model Ts, you guys, Ford celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Model T last year.
Yes.
That's unbelievable that the Model T is now a full century old, and there's still plenty of them around.
They're still making parts for them, aren't they?
Yeah, we are.
Some of the collectors? Well,
we license some of the parts to people in the restoration business. And I think we built about 20 million of them. So.
There's a few around.
There's a few around. A
few survivors.
And probably a couple of T's laying in barns everywhere right next to that airplane
that's
of myth and legend.
Well, so you've still got a jam-packed week for us.
Oh, we do. We do. And then tomorrow is the Fly-In Theater, and we'll have George Lucas, and we'll be showing the premiere of a new movie, Red Tails, about the Tuskegee Airmen. So George is coming to town. He'll be in town today, and he'll be opening the theater tomorrow. Saturday night, we have the Blues Brothers. That between the afternoon air show and the evening show at 6:30, we're going to have the Blues Brothers over at the Ford Hangar. And free ice cream and sunglasses, and we're going to have a party between the two air shows and just have a good time.
Man, it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, I wonder what... I'm sure they've probably never been to something like this, this type of an event.
No. And John Force came in yesterday. And so he's an NHRA, a drag racer. And he's a wild man. He's so funny. And so we went to lunch, and Carol Shelby was at lunch with us. And they said, yeah, how long is it going to go? And I said, well, it depends on how long John Force likes to talk. And so we were there about 2 hours. And he is so funny. And so he came to the fly-in theater last night. So we had he and Carol and Jack Roush and Edsel Ford and Harrison Ford all were on stage. And so this is the first time John has been. And he says he's absolutely coming back. He couldn't believe it. And couldn't believe it. Even the crowd at the fly-in theater. We must have had 9,000 or 10,000 people.
Yeah, I was way in the back as usual.
Yeah, they start filling that up about 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I think so. All right, sir. Well, thank you for joining us. And remember, stop over at that Ford hangar and see all those wonderful Fords.
Including that beautiful Blue Angels Mustang.
And place your bid now.
Yeah. Put it in early, people. This thing is going to be a hot potato.
No, it's going to be a hot car.
Same thing.
They won't sell a potato for $500,000. But anyway, I digress. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm sort of Fast Eddie.
And you are listening to Hot Start on EAA Radio.